You know, one of the stories, when I was growing up, I was about 3 years old, 2 years old. You know, I'd spend a summer with my grandpa and grandma every year. And, you know, they had a farm, they had chickens, they had cows, they had, you know, just different animals. And I thought that was the funnest thing to do. You know, I mean, that was a playground to me. So anyway, I'd spend a summer with my grandpa and grandma, and of course I'd be helping my grandma. We'd be picking corn or beans or anything out of the garden. And because grandma can, you know. So she had this great old big steel tub, you know. I'd always get her all the firewood up to keep this fire going, you know, so she could can. Well, after a really hard day's work, I was pretty tired. Well, there was 12 kids in that family, and Grandpa only had a two-bedroom home, and so he built a little cabin out back. That's where the girls stayed at. Well, the girls asked me to spend a night in the cabin with them that night. Well, you know, I thought, okay, yeah, that's fine with me. I was pretty tired, but I'm just going to kill off to sleep. Well, we went up to the cabin, and they made me a little bunk there, you know. Well, the next morning, I was a little sluggish. Grandpa asked me, he said, Johnny, he says, well, what are you so tired for? I said, well, Grandpa, I says, you know, I said, I tried to sleep last night, but all them boys coming up through the floor all night kept me awake. He said, what do you mean the boys coming up through the floor? And I said, well, I said, I was trying to sleep, but they was, yeah, I could barely see, but I could see boys coming up through that floor. He said, well, let's go up to the cabin and check it out. So we went up to the cabin, and he went in. There was a rug there, and he pulled that rug back. He seen a trap door. He told me, he said, Johnny, so you just go out and play. I'm going to fix this hole. That way nobody can fall through it and get themselves hurt. And I said, okay. So I was out playing, you know, and Grandpa come by me, and I said, Grandpa, did you fix that hole? And he said, I sure did. I said, well, that's good. I said, them girls are going to be real happy. Thanks to me, I said, ain't nobody going to get hurt anymore.